Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dale Shannon bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with John Panichone, and John is the co-founder of Vet to CEO. He's a multi-year veteran of the Army, Airborne Infantry out of the 82nd Airborne. Wonderful, amazing service he has behind him. And John, I know you're with me when I say that the military sets you up for whatever you're doing now. It sets you on a path that you probably couldn't have gotten on without that background. I can't imagine my life without having had my military service. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's kind of the fabric of Vet to CEO. By the way, I was an armored guy. If I don't correct that, my infantry guys back at Vet to CEO never let me forget it. But, with the Vet to CEO experience, it's really been a good, lab to validate some things and invalidate some other things, about military service and small mm-hmm. business.
So tell us about Vet to CEO.
Well, Vet to CEO is, I founded it with a guy named Mike Horn, a career Army infantry guy. That's why I just did the correction. He owns a business in Ohio, still owns it and runs it. And back in 2011 and 12, after a report from President Obama came out about veterans and entrepreneurship, long story short, he and I co-founded Vet to CEO in 2013 when there wasn't a lot out there like you have today. Mm-hmm. Organizations focused on entrepreneurship for veterans, because we as veterans and business owners realize, hey, we've learned a lot of stuff in the Army that is giving us some success in business, and we got to help other veterans, see the light and get it. It took me 10 years for the light bulb to go off. It took Mike longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't take that long for veterans to look at entrepreneurship as a career path earlier, and that was our focus, to put something together to help veterans expose themselves to this thing called entrepreneurship and small business ownership, early, even before they get out. So that was continues to be our focus.
Well, and I was talking about this with our guests in the earlier part of the hour. A lot of our veterans leave their mom and dad's house, go in the military, and they come out 2, 4, 6, 10, however many years later. And they went from being adopted by their parents to being adopted by the military. And with all the amazing discipline and training and leadership and all the skills that you just cannot run a business without, they are missing some of those elements some of those repeating elements of responsibility, like a utility bill, like rent and making a payroll. Those are things that you don't get in the military, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the things we focus on in our program. So a lot of entrepreneurship programs, if you go to like a college, for example, they talk about operations and HR and how to manage people. You don't need that, any of that, right? So, but you do need what you're talking about. You need to understand budgeting and finance and marketing. These are mm-hmm. things, unless you were a recruiter, you probably didn't get exposed to marketing, or maybe civil affairs had something relevant to marketing. But, these are two very critical things you have to have in business that most of us don't get in the military. Mm-hmm. So that's what the program focuses on, and some other things.
So you guys take what's the best of what you learned and what you acquired in the military. You take the best of that and set that up as a foundation, and on top of that, you put the marketplace training that whenever the light comes on in their eyes down the road, a week or 5 years later, the light comes on, they see that these two things are compatible. And not only that, but they work better. When that light comes on, then it's off to the races, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of like if you're aware of these things that we cover in the program, when an opportunity presents itself, you'll recognize it and you'll be more prepared to jump all over it, right? So mm-hmm. that's kind of the goal. And everyone leaves the military with, you know, the stereotypical set of DNA you're well aware of, and we try to build around that some core business skills that you know, require to strengthen that into something that can be successful in a small business.
How does somebody join, get the benefit of VIT CEO? How would they do that?
It's a free program. It's online. We've always been online. We're proud of that. You know, it's 2020, almost, you know, everything's online now. So our program's online. You can go to our website and sign up. It's free. It takes about a minute to sign up.
What is it? Give us the website.
VetToCEO.org, VETTOCEO.org. Sign up right on the website. Our next class is January 6th.
Okay, so they still got time to sign up for the January class?
Yeah, absolutely. We just actually
How long is the class? What's the process?
It's 6 modules. So the first module is the introductory module, and we welcome anybody to show up for that, and then we explain the program in detail. We have another program called the Funding Academy we just launched, too. So we explain those two programs, the experience, the user experience online. We're very proud of it. It's not your standard, boring, obnoxious Zoom meeting. We put a lot of time and effort into that experience. And then there's a week break, and then we start a 5-week program. That's the core program for 5 more weeks. So, you know, a total of 6 sessions.
Okay, so 6 sessions over a period of what, of several weeks?
7 weeks.
So
we take a week break between the first session and the second one, because the word of mouth gets out by people that attend, and we get a lot more people sign up before the official start.
I see. All right. And for all you Marines out there who think you can't hang out with a bunch of Army dogs, it's not service oriented, is it? It's not. Nobody's
got Air Force guys that help those guys.
Oh boy, you're starting to rumble now. Tin Till, right back with John Penichone, and we're going to talk about his new venture he's got coming out for veterans after the break. I'm Jim Blyson again. Happy Veterans Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.